6 years ago and was found in France last week. Speaking to The Sun, the now 17-year-old revealed what it's like being home.
Being back with my grandma feels quite surreal. Every time I go to sleep, I feel like I'm going to be waking up back in France. It's not really kicked in yet that I am back in England.
There are fresh concerns about the state of the economy. Revised figures show it shrank between July and September. A subsequent quarterly contraction means the UK is in a technical recession. Authorities say three foreign nationals were among 25 wounded when a student opened fire at a university in Prague, killing 14 people. A search for suspect David Kozak's home has led police to believe that he also carried out a separate double murder last week. Regulated rail fares in England are due to go up by nearly 5% from March. Labour's calling it another bumper rise. All six Premier League clubs who were involved in initial plans for a European Super League have now distanced themselves from the idea of pledging their commitment to UEFA competitions. Revamped plans were announced yesterday for a breakaway concept after the 2021 proposal fell apart due to supporter backlash. Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou is glad that the club won't try to get involved.
Difficult to know, because I was listening yesterday and today and this morning. 6 o'clock in the morning, I was listening to the radio in Spain, and all the explanation. It's difficult to see, no? If that happened, how it's going to happen.
A Banksy has been removed from a street in South London just after he seemed to confirm that the work was his. The image, apparently of three planes on a traffic stop signal, emerged near a zebra crossing in Peckham. And within an hour of the elusive artist sharing the image on social media, two men were seen taking it down.
Well, thank you very much. We usually have an ending to the news, but it was just not to be today, was it?
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's going to continue to be overcast for the rest of the afternoon out there, but it's an astonishing 12 degrees for this day in December. Amazing. And then tonight's going to be just 7 degrees, so again, ridiculously warm for the time of year. Lovely day tomorrow. Sunny intervals throughout the day, a moderate breeze and a high of 11 and a low of 9. Christmas Eve, well, unfortunately, it's going to be a gusty winds around and it's going to be fairly drizzly, but it's going to be 14 degrees throughout the day and just 12 degrees during the night. So those people going to all the midnight communion services where in the past they've often had to wrap up and it could be snowy, and it's just going to be 12 degrees. Quite amazing. And then Christmas Day itself, a day of light rain in the morning, moderate breeze as well, a high of 13 and a low of 8. A sunny day on Boxing Day, a high of 10 and a low of 4.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, welcome back, and if you just joined us, it's great to have you with us here this afternoon, and we're two-thirds of the way through the birthdays competition, so if you want to join in with this, of course you can do. You can just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. So far, we've had Benny Anderson from ABBA, and then we had singer Billy Bragg, and we've had answers so far from Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, Patrick in Ingatestone. What about you? You could take part as well. Third and final one here today, Zara Larsson, a Swedish pop singer. She rose to prominence in 2008 after winning the Sweden version of television's talent show Talang, the Swedish version of the Got Talent format. She received recognition with singles including Lush Life in 2015, Never Forget You also 2015, Girls Like 2016 with Tony Tempa, and Ain't My Fault 2016, Symphony 2017 with Clean Bandit, and Ruin My Life in 2018, following her early success in Scandinavia with the release of her debut album One in 2014. Larson Sound did a 3-year contract with Epic Records in the United States of America. Her fourth studio album, Venus, was released in was scheduled to be released rather on the 9th of February in 2024. So we're going to go back to 2017 for that track with Clean Bandit, with her on the vocals. It was a UK number one, also number one in Norway and in Sweden and in Croatia, and top 10 in 19 more countries. Amazing worldwide success for Zara Larsson and Clean Bandit. So the question is, how old do we reckon she is? The third and final person here today in the competition. Radio at phoenixfm.com.
Symphonies. Before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose, was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you, and now you're
Oh, that little last bit often catches me out when it used to back 6 years ago, and did again today, didn't it? Beautiful track, though. Really lovely. No wonder that was so successful all around the world. Symphony from Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson. Thank you to the four of you who took part in the competition here today. Much appreciated. We're going to go through now and see who our winner was today, and also see if I was correct in thinking that this was fairly simple and straightforward today, and that we'd get some correct answers. We'll just wait and see, won't we? So we started off with Benny Anderson from ABBA, and we asked how old you thought he was. Chris in Harlow thought 73, Bob in Harlow 75, Chris in Guildford 78, Patrick in Ingatestone 79. You danced around the fact that he is in fact 77. So 1 point there for Chris in Guildford, who is the closest. Then we came to Billy Bragg, and how old did we think he was? Chris thought 64, Bob 61, Chris Guildford 69, Patrick 58. He'd love you, Patrick. He is in fact 66. So again, 1 point there, this time for Chris in Guildford. Chris in Harlow rather. And then we came to Zara Larsson, and how old did we think Zara Larsson was? And well, we've got Chris 31, Bob 29, Chris 36, and Patrick 33. If I'd have said that she'd won the Swedish version of Britain's Got Talent, in other words, Sweden's Got Talent, using that format, if I'd have said she won that when she was 10, I think you'd have all have been closer. She is, in fact, just 26. So she was only 20 when she made that track with Clean Bandit. So the closest for that was Bob in Harlow with 29. So therefore, today, well, Patrick, delightful to have you there emailing me in this afternoon. And it'd be good to hear from you again as well. But I know you're there. And thank you very much. Sadly, no points for you today. And then it's all shared out between the other three. So no correct answers today. There you are, just shows you, what do I know? No correct answers today, but 1 point for Chris in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, and Bob also in Harlow. But everyone who took part, whether you've emailed me in or not, you are of course a winner. This is Andy Lennox, comes from the album 2010, A Christmas Cornucopia, which is a rare thing. That was a Christmas album that actually sold well in this country. It made number 16 in the album charts, and it also made number 19 in Canada. It's basically Christmas carols like this, The First Noel.
First Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay, a-keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, born is the King of Israel.
Lennox and the album Christmas Cornucopia. Don't forget, we've still got to hear from the Bishop of Chelmsford, Bishop Gully, who was a studio guest here not many weeks back, and her special Christmas message. We've got a special Christmas track recorded by our very own Misha Ward, and we've got the chart from this week in 1988, all between now and when Keith comes along with Drive at 3.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gift at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
I wonder when it is that the Christmas season becomes real for you. For many people, music plays a key part in that process. Perhaps when we first hear or sing a favourite Christmas carol, or when we hear Christmas songs played while we're out doing our shopping or listening to the radio. One such song, which particularly resonates for me during Advent and in the preparations towards Christmas, is Driving Home for Christmas, the old favourite by Chris Rea. Perhaps part of its lasting appeal, and why it still tugs on my heartstrings all these years later, is that it draws so strongly on our positive associations of home, the longings that each one of us has for warmth and security, whether that's based in actual bricks and mortar, in a specific location, or on something less physical, maybe relationships with family and friends, or memories of people and places. In the Christian faith, the notion of home is frequently used to communicate the idea of being with God, and to knowing that presence as a place of comfort, security, and peace, regardless of what may be going on in our lives or the world around us. At Christmas, we remember the astonishing fact that in the birth of Jesus Christ, God came to dwell with us, to make his home among us. The events of the first Christmas are rooted in a particular time and place, but God's presence abides still today, and the invitation to draw near remains for each one of us. And so, in the midst of our Christmas preparations, however you're experiencing them, and however you're feeling, I pray that you will know the truth of this reality for yourself, that this invitation is extended to you, that God invites you home this Christmas to discover afresh how the birth of Jesus brings light and life into our present reality, and with it, deep hope for all that lies ahead. I wish you a happy and blessed Christmas.
places. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Just the same.
Driving Home for Christmas, as chosen for us there by Bishop Gully, the Bishop of Chelmsford, to go with her Christmas message for us. And that track itself, actually released in 1998, only actually made 53 at the time, which is a big surprise, but it's made the Christmas chart, if we call the Christmas chart the top 100, every single year since 2007. Okay, another one to bypass the possibility of a cliche. Let's see if lots of people are driving home for Christmas or driving doing their shopping.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right. It's extremely busy if you are anywhere near the Billericay area. The whole of the centre of Billericay looks to be incredibly busy at this time, right down through to school and further than that, all the way through the High Street, up past Emmanuel Church, everywhere. Very, very busy indeed this afternoon. Also busy round by Shenfield Station as well. Centre of Brentwood, around Wilson's Corner, lots of traffic there, whichever direction you are approaching it from. Not too bad at all down by the Brook Street, I'm pleased to say. No really issues down there. If we go to further around the motorway again, no problems this side, and actually also across into Dartford an hour ago as well. That's good. Not so good week. I'm the M11, the junction with that is quite busy this afternoon, particularly coming down from the M11 itself. A12, still no real problems, though it's starting to build up around Hoe Green and then there onwards if you're going in a northerly direction. Central Chelmsford, which was busy throughout the afternoon, actually now continuing to be very busy indeed, much busier than it was an hour ago as well. So if you're having to drive through Chelmsford, then do just appreciate that it's very busy throughout all of the roads in and around the area. We'll be a full travel update with Keith in an hour's time. Before we have the vintage chart, Bob, one of our regular listeners who took part in the competition today and the joint winner there, he said one of the real tracks he loves for Christmas, he never hears on the radio, is Chris Squire and Alan White, who both came from the band Yes. And in 1982, they released a track called Run With The Fox. Bob, here's your big chance, and here it is today. We'll be right back. Well, thanks for that, Bob, and thanks for your letting us know how much you enjoyed hearing it. Chris Squire, Alan White, Run With The Fox. So it's time to have a look at the chart for this week in 1988. At number 20, You Are The One from A-ha. 19, four-letter word from Kim Wilde. 18, first time, Robin Beck. 17, Say A Little Prayer featuring Maureen. That's Bon The Bass. At 16, it's Nathan Jones from Bananarama. 15, Loco in Acapulco, The Four Tops. 14, Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson. 13, Buffalo Stance, Nina Cherry. Of Take Me To Your Heart, Rick Astley, and 11, Fine Time, New Order. At number 10, Downtown 88, Petula Clark. 19, Angel of Harlem from U2. 18, Two Hearts, Phil Collins. 17, Burning Bridges, On and Off and On Again. That's Status Quo. At 6, Cat Amongst the Pigeons, and also on the reverse, the B-side, Silent Night. That's Bros. Number 5, Good Life from Inner Life. Number 4, Suddenly Angry Anderson. 3, Crackers International EP from Erasure. And 2, Especially For You, Kylie and Jason. Which means at number 1, it was Mistletoe and Wine from Cliff Richard. It was a number 1 in the UK for 4 weeks. Also a number 1 in Ireland and number 7 in Norway. And in the UK, it sold 500,000 copies. Have you got a copy of Mistletoe and Wine somewhere? Lost away in your car, in your house somewhere? I wonder.
Remember. The child is a king, the carol a sing, the old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow, fingers numb, faces aglow, it's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children sing. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving.
Fighting to see.
Number one this week in 1988, Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine. At number nine, it was U2, Angel of Harlem. It's the highest position it reached in the UK. It was a number 14 in the States. But of course, it came from the album Rattle and Hum, which was a number one in both those countries, many other countries as well, and sold 14 million copies. Number nine this week in 1988, U2 and Angel of Harlem. At number 16, as high as it got, was number 15. It's Bananarama and Nathan Jones. It was number three in Finland, and of course it's a Stock Aitken Waterman production. And of course the original came out by the Supremes in 1971. I would sooner be playing that for you, because I really love that. But this is not bad either. Bananarama's version.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Another Armour and Nathan Jones. We'll have another vintage chart next week, a live show here next Friday where there'll be the birthdays competition and also the vintage chart. We'll have to wait and see what year that is. Before I forget to say so, we must say thank you on behalf of the Daily Bread Cafe, which of course comes out of Hutton. We mentioned that they were doing their appeal for items for hampers. I can tell you that they have 187 hamper bags to give out to their familiar families that they deal with, giving them a little bit of Christmas joy. And they say a big thank you to local businesses and individuals who gave them towards their work that they do from the church there in Hutton.
With Phoenix FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Patrick Sherring, 123 on Phoenix 98 FM.
And Keith Ball along with Driver in just about 11 minutes or so. This is our own wonderful Michelle Ward, recalled specially for this show and for the show on Boxing Day between 1 and 4, her version of Silent Night. Ward and Silent Night. This is Jamie Cullum from the album Christmas Never Gets Old.
It may be a season story, but find a greater feeling. Driving along down the road to home, Christmas never gets old. I don't get tired of the singing or reading the same old things. Love every one of the rituals, Christmas never gets old. Presents are wrapped and the stockings are hung. All the children relieved, all the waiting is done. The houses are blown, now look up mistletoe. Let's get on with the show. All of the usual face, church bells are reeling me in. Give me red and green, silver and gold, Christmas. Now look up, mistletoe. Let's get on with the show. All the usual faces, church bells are reeling me in. Give me red and green, silver and gold. Christmas never gets old. That's Jamie Cullum, Christmas Never Gets Old. Thank you for your company this afternoon. I'll see you on Boxing Day live between 1 and 4, taking us out towards the news. This is the Brentwood School Christmas, Brentwood School Big Band, and have yourself a Merry Christmas. Keith will be along after the news. Trouble.
See?